RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthy, stay healthy with nutritional consultant Michael Schwartz. It's time for The Healthy Self.
Hi, and welcome to The Healthy Self, the show that's all about you. Today, we're going to be discussing the dangers of obesity. So we're going to be covering weight, and I have with me a fabulous friend and guest and sometime co-host, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. For those of you who don't know Susan, she's a leading health holistic educator and author of like over 30 books, written probably about 2,500 articles. She's been doing this for the last 35 years. Susan has relied on herbs, spices, foods, and that's what we're going to be talking about today, all of that kind of good stuff, and other natural remedies to get your health back into an excellent state of being. And I know I've done shows with Susan before, and every time she speaks, I learn something. And that to me is always inspiring. In her books, and especially the recipes for health bliss, which I thought is kind of cool. I really like that. And the healing power of natural foods, detoxifying, rejuvenate, and walking on air. Susan has so much to offer that I know you're going to love listening to her. Susan, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Michael. And I particularly love this topic because about 50, maybe 60% of the people that come to see me for health guidance want help with losing weight. And so I think this is a topic, I'm so glad you selected it, that will be of interest to lots of people, whether you need to lose 2 to 5 pounds or 100 to 300 pounds.
You know, and it's interesting that what people don't realize, or maybe they do realize, the dangers of obesity and heavy weight, what it does to the joints of the body, what it does to the cardiovascular system. So I know that everybody's going to be looking forward to what can they do to begin to gain control, because control is the key to mastery. So, Susan, what would you have our people start off with?
Yeah, well, first of all, if you think that having extra weight, even 10 to 20 pounds, doesn't affect your well-being, think again. It affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And obesity and just being overweight is an epidemic in America, and one that brings with it major health problems. For example, heart disease, certain cancers, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune dysfunction, osteoarthritis, gout, stroke, sleep disorders, and diabetes are all associated with obesity. And Michael, you know me well, and you know I like to speak in a more positive light. So to put this in a more positive way, losing even a little bit of weight will significantly improve your health and your well-being. And I would say that if you have any diet books at home that say that you can lose weight just by dieting, throw them out. Diets don't work. If these books tell you that you can lose weight without moving a muscle, they're rip-offs, because after you finish a diet, you may have lost some fat, but you haven't lost your tendency to get fat. And we want to teach people, hopefully during this hour together, how that they can lose weight and keep it off and make it even effortless to get it off and keep it off. And it's just by changing a few things you do in your life.
Absolutely. And along those lines, if any of you out there have a question, please call our toll-free number. It's 844-305-7800. 844-305-7800. Because the purpose of the show is for us to give you information to help you get everything under control. Well, I see we have a call already from David in England. So let's bring David on. Good afternoon, or good morning, or what time is it there?
Hello, Michael. It's evening here at 6:05, actually.
Ah, all right. You know, listening to you, just you remind me of Dr. Jan de Vries, who I used to work with in London. He has quite a few clinics around that area. Anyway, how can I help?
Yes, okay, Michael. Well, thanks for addressing my question. About 20 years back, I had an underactive thyroid, and I want to make absolutely sure that I don't ever have a recurrence, because it was a very difficult time of my life. Could you give me some guidance as to how to be absolutely sure that my underactive thyroid won't come back? And then I've got a question for Susan. I'm a great fan of Susan. She's written in her books quite extensively about sleep, and could she just give me clarity on precisely why sleep is so important for weight control?
So why don't you start, Michael? And now, Michael, you've got an international show. David, you're calling from England right now.
Yes, that's correct, from London.
That's
fantastic.
Very cool. The short answer, David, is iodine. Iodine is the key. However, also necessary to make T3, T4 so that you have the proper hormones that keep the metabolic rate functioning properly, also takes manganese, tyrosine, chromium, vitamin B6. And all of these things in combination will ensure that your thyroid gland is operating at optimal efficiency, and it will also prevent, you know, as long as you have the nutrients. See, this is the thing. The body requires vitamins and minerals more than it does herbs. And I use herbs in everything I do. But from a healing point of view, because the body is the healer, you just have to give it what it needs. So those nutrients, the tyrosine, the manganese, the B6, the chromium, along with the iodine, and herbs I use like kelp and C-rack and bladder rack. These are the kinds of things that will help fortify your thyroid gland. And David, I don't know what's available in England anymore because I can't sell my products over there. So look for products, and this goes for all of you, look for products that are combinations. Because if you think about it, one, there's no magic pill. Number two, nothing in nature stands alone. So combinations will always give you a wonderful synergistic benefit. Susan, what
Excellent.
About sleep?
Yeah. And David, are you familiar with my website?
Yes, very familiar, Susan. Very familiar
All
indeed,
right.
Yes.
Well, so for those that don't know, it's my name, SusanSmithJones.com. And I think you'll like a blog I posted today. I'm actually clicking on it now. It's called 21 Surefire Tips to Melt Away Extra Fat, Prevent Weight Gain, and Promote Youthful Vitality. I talk about sleep there. I also talk about some of my favorite natural weight loss supplements. But, David, it's crucial that you get enough sleep. Studies show that if you get too little sleep on a consistent basis, it makes you hungry, especially for foods that are not good for you, and primes your body to hold on to all of the calories you eat. And there was a great study done a couple years ago at Columbia University in New York City, and it found that if you slept 6 hours a night, you were 23% more likely to be obese rather than sleeping 7 to 9 hours. If you slept 5 hours a night, you were 50% more likely to be obese. And, David, if you got 4 or less hours a night, you were 73% more likely to be obese. So I'm going to suggest to you to go to my homepage on my website and look at my current newsletter. It's free, and I've got a couple free ebooks. You'll get lots more information on weight loss, thyroid, sleep, and how to have youthful vitality.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you, David. Everybody, have a fabulous everything. And tune back in. Stay tuned.